Friday night lights are on and Fremont County is getting set for the sports weekend. Before the game start, there's always a kickoff show. Covering all sports in Fremont County, getting to know the schools, teams, coaches, and student athletes. This is the County 10 Kickoff Show on KOVE 1330 AM 107.7 FM. Now let's go to the studio. Here's your host, Wyatt Barichka.
Thank you for tuning in to this edition of the County 10 Kickoff Show. I'm Wyatt Barichka, helping kickstart game day. As always, this show airs here on KOVE 1330 AM 107.7 FM, a County 10 station and community connected. We also stream online at county10.com. Today we talk with Lander Valley High School soccer, both the boys and girls teams. And I want to thank Wind River Outdoor Company, Wyoming Catholic Community College, and all of our sponsors for making sports here on KOVE possible. Before we talk with our guests, I just want to let you guys know, if you guys are wondering what high school sports are going on this weekend, county10.com always has those details, so if you want to check it out there. One event has been changed, though. Lander Soccer tomorrow against Cody has been moved to May 5th. It will still take place at Lander Valley High School, just another day. But currently, Lander is playing Powell, so if you guys are needing something to do, Lander Valley playing right now, you can listen to the show as the game is going on. When we come back from the break, we'll talk with the boys soccer team. This is the County 10 Kickoff Show on KOVE 1330 AM 107.7 FM, streaming online at county10.com and keeping the community connected. Back here on the County 10 Kickoff Show here with the head coach for the Lander boys team, Dean Schaaf. How are you doing today?
Doing great. Yeah, it's a beautiful day in Lander.
Yeah, it always is. And I mean, it's a great place to be. I love driving down here and being able to see what Lander offers. Coach, just talk about your resume a little bit. Just kind of for people who really don't know you, what's your background in coaching?
So I started coaching in 2001 when I student taught here in Lander. Then in 2004, I moved back here. I was the assistant girls coach. 2005, I took over as the head girls coach. I think I was the head girls coach there until 2014. And then in 2015, took over the boys program. I've coached a little bit of football, a little bit of basketball for Lander for several years. I've got some national diplomas and stuff for soccer certifications. I'm also the president of the Wyoming Coaches Association, so I guess I got a okay resume for coaching.
Yeah, I just learned something new. You're the president of the Wyoming Coaches Association. That's really awesome to hear. I'm assuming you've played the sport before, so what is your background as far as playing the soccer sport?
I actually didn't play soccer. I grew up in a small town in eastern Colorado where I grew up playing football, basketball, and baseball. We had high school baseball, so in the spring we played baseball. But in college, my sister-in-law kind of got me into it. She played for the University of Wyoming at the time, and so I was able to go watch some games, and I wanted to basically improve my resume so I could get a job. So I got as many coaching endorsements as I could. So I'm also certified in swimming. I coached swimming here with Bruce for 3 years. So I've been around that as well.
So yeah, you just mentioned that you didn't play the sport, but from a coach who didn't play it, maybe like you just mentioned, what is it, the learning process like? Because most of the time the coaches have played the sport before and kind of know it a lot. So how did you process learning the game of soccer and the ability to coach it?
You know, I spent a lot of time the first few years I was coaching the sport in watching the game, and as well as just analyzing my opponents. I attended a lot of clinics and things where I was able to learn. But I also spent a lot of time asking the kids how they learn to do stuff. So I asked some of my better kids, and I think it actually, in a way, it can help me because I break the skills down to a easier level because I had to for me to learn them. So now I can break them down on that much more technical area to basically make it easier for them to learn them as well.
And coach, what is it like to have the ability to coach this Lander boys team? I mean, a couple of years have been very, very good for you guys. I mean, but in general, it's the kids probably enjoy having you there. So what is it like to be a part of this Lander boys soccer team?
You know, it's been an honor to be able to be a part of it. I took over for Dan Hallett. He was the first coach. He started the program. So I'm only the second ever head coach for the Lander High School. And so that's kind of an honor to have that privilege to coach. And I've got such a great group of kids. The group right now is seniors. They've been with me for 4 years. I've watched them grow a lot in the last four, but I also watched them through all their youth stuff because they were not too far below my son. So I got a chance to watch them play as my son was playing as well.
And coach, just talk about what are some goals that you hope to accomplish? I know some coaches take different things and a different philosophy. I was talking with Riverton a couple weeks ago and how their style is, they're not really, they care about the winning, but it's more about the growing up aspect. So what is your aspect of coaching?
You know, I do similar. I really want the success. So at the end of the day, I want the kids to have put their best effort forward. And if they can do that, and that's where it'll transfer to real life. If they put that much effort into planning for an event or preparing for a game, then they're going to be able to transfer that to the real life. And obviously we want to win, but just playing to our best effort is kind of what my philosophy is trying to get them to play their best at the absolute best time, which is in a couple weeks at the state tournament.
So you were talking about playing the best competition in a couple of weeks, and you're going to be seeing that this week. You guys have three games this week with Worland, Cody, and Powell. I mean, just great competition. So what is that like from the coaching aspect, knowing that it's going to be an exhausting week really for these players?
Yeah, you know, I think it's great preparation for the state tournament because when you go to state, you play three games in 3 days. We got three games in a week, so I guess we get a little more time to rest than we would even at a state tournament. So it's going to be a good chance for us to see where we're at endurance with our physical ability and if we can have the stamina and what we need to do subbing wise. But also we'll be able to take this week and hopefully the next coming weeks we don't have near as many games. So we'll be able to practice. So we'll be able to take what we need to improve hopefully after this week and move forward with practice and get some things cleaned up and really get dialed in for state tournament.
How do you keep your players focused in an aspect of, I mean, they love the sport. It could be a long season. They could be tired, but how do you keep them motivated and just keep going? Because some of the games not have gotten your way, but you guys just seem to stay motivated and just keep going.
You know, we set goals every game. We set goals almost every day to what we're trying to accomplish for that day, what we're trying to work on. We work on specific areas of the game. We try to chunk it up a little bit and not make it so it's just the huge game of soccer. We break it into smaller pieces. And even during games, we try to focus on setting those goals to chunk it up a little bit. And I think that allows them to have obtainable goals that they can reach throughout the season.
And coach, just talk about this community for Lander Valley High School. I mean, from when I've been here, what I've seen, it's a great community for Lander soccer. What have they done? How have they been able to support you guys this year and years before?
Yeah, we've got a great feeder program in our Lander Strikers and our the Thunder, I think is what they call themselves now, are both great feeder programs for us. A lot of our kids have grown up through there. A lot of those are traveling teams, so they've spent years and years, like some of these kids started playing when they're 8, you know, and so they've been playing for a long time before they get to me. It makes it where I don't have to focus as much on the technique as I do the tactical side of the game. So I'm able to just coach at a higher level because the kids already understand the technique.
Just what has it been like to coach these seniors? I mean, you've been with them for a while. So what has it been like?
You know, when they're young as freshmen, they've always been hardworking. This group is usually the ones cleaning up the field without being asked. They're the group that's voicing their opinion and doing things like that. they're just always in front of the pack doing like leadership type stuff. They're a great group of leaders, so it's going to be a tough group to lose. They've just been really, really strong group. So
coach, is there anything else that I left out, or is there any shout outs you want to give or anything in general before we head into the break?
You know, I just like to thank my seniors. They've been a great group of kids, and I'm excited to see them this week and moving forward and what they can accomplish. They're a great group of kids.
We hope to see them finish off with hopefully a state championship this year. Coach, I appreciate you taking some time being here on the County 10 Kickoff Show, and I wish you the best of luck the rest of the season.
Thank you for having me.
And that is Dean Schaaf, the head coach for the Lander boys team. We'll be back after this break. Back here on the County 10 Kickoff Show here with the Lander soccer player who's a senior for Lander Valley High School, Joseph Hellier. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, you know, not too bad, Joseph. Just talk about the beginning of this season so far.
The beginning of the season, we were missing a couple players, whether they were gone for traveling or other athletic. But recently, they've came back. We're getting oriented as a team, and we've had, I guess, quite a few injuries, which are definitely a hindrance. But we're getting our feet under us, and we have some really big games moving forward, so it's exciting.
Yeah, especially you guys would have played Worland when this airs, but you guys are going to play Worland this afternoon, and you got Powell. I mean, three games this week. That's kind of a weird schedule, I guess, for soccer because a lot of it is running, and we were just talking a little bit about it earlier, what really goes into soccer.
Yeah, it'll test the team, that's for sure, but I think it's good for us. These are going to be some pretty big games to help determine our placing at state, which is a really big factor for that tournament. And so hopefully every game is a must win, but these are a little extra, a little special to us.
Just kind of elaborate more why it's a little special to you guys.
I think last time we played Powell, we definitely didn't present ourselves the best. We were missing some really key players, both defensively and offensively. And so that proved to be, well, score-wise, obviously, it was tough. And they're a really good team. And for the last couple of years, we've been competing head-to-head. And they're really competitive games always. And Worland, they're obviously a very good team as well. They've been, I don't think they've lost a game in a couple of years. But I think last year at state, we really showed that we were there neck and neck to compete. And today will be a good chance to prove that as well.
Talk about the team culture right now. I know it's kind of, you guys are kind of that halfway point, so you guys might be starting to get some things figured out. So just what's the culture been like for the team and how you've been part of it?
The culture is great. Most of these kids are, we've played together since strikers, so like 08 or U8. So a lot of us have been playing together for maybe 10 years. And there's some younger kids, some underclassmen that are moving up, and they're filling some voids in the team, and they're doing really well. And yeah, we work together pretty well. I think that's credited mostly to, well, largely to high school athletics, but also to strikers. Strikers played a really big role in that.
Joseph, what brought your interest to soccer? Because if I'm not mistaken, soccer is your one and only high school sport, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, it's just soccer. I don't know. My friends played it when we were younger, and you get on a traveling team like strikers, and well, for one, you develop, I mean, most of your friends are either from school or from soccer, so there's a really strong bond there. And then my older brother played it, my uncle played it, and I don't know, I just love it.
Are you looking at college athletics right now? And if you're not, what is the plan for after high school?
Right now, no, I'm not looking at college athletics. I'm planning right now on going to UW, majoring in economics of some sort, I don't know, undecided, all of the above. We'll figure that out later, I guess.
Joseph, what are some goals that you would hope to accomplish this year individually? Obviously, there's probably some goals. I know team really it's state, but what are some other goals to eventually hope you get to that state championship goal?
I think all state would be really cool on a personal level, but I don't know. I think most of my goals do revolve around the team. I think that winning is far more than a personal goal for me and far more than a personal achievement as well. So, yeah, state is hopefully the end goal.
And you just mentioned you play defense, correct?
Yeah.
And what is it, obviously, defend for to keep it away from the goal, obviously, but there's a lot more that goes into this sport. So just explain what your position does and how it helps the team out.
Yeah, so I'm a left back, and so the primary goal, you hit it on the head, is to hopefully keep them from scoring. But also, the way our lineup is set up, the outside backs, Ben and I, we can move up into the attack and help support there. And especially in our spots, everyone runs a lot. But it's really important for us to, whether we're in the attack, if we're in the attack and we lose possession, to track back to make sure that we are accomplishing our main goal, which is defend. And then, but also to help support the attack, because scoring is definitely more than an individual thing.
When you're not competing in soccer, what are some things that you do? Do you do any off-season training? Is there any other activities that you participate in? What is your off-season really like?
I spend most of the winter skiing, and I do lift as well. I don't know if that's as directly applicable to soccer as maybe some other things. Well, up until this year, we spent summer and fall and winter playing soccer still, so the off season for soccer looked mostly like playing more soccer.
Joseph, what is the community like for Lander soccer? Obviously, I know there's a great support with it, but what have you seen them do? How have they helped contribute to Lander Valley boys soccer?
It's been tremendous. Strikers started, well, almost every single kid in the high school program has went through Strikers. And most of the kids who've done that have went through it for an extended period of time. Well, Strikers, for one, is an enormous investment for parents because it's traveling all the time. It's time, it's money. So most of the kids at the high school level, they're pretty invested in it, and so are their parents. And it really shows in the support and the community. And on a team level, it's, I don't know if wholesome is a cheesy word, but that's kind of the feeling as a team. We are definitely limited on drama and any of that sort. It's really enjoyable experience.
Joseph, is there anything that I left out? Is there any shout-out you want to give before we head into the break?
If I had to give a thank you, it would be to my parents and for the Strikers Association. All they've done, both for myself and just about every player on the team.
Joseph, I appreciate you taking some time today, coming here to the County 10 Kickoff Show. I wish you best of luck this week, especially three games in the span of a week. You have Powell tonight, so I appreciate you being on.
No problem. Thank you.
And that is Joseph Hellier, a senior for Lander Valley High School. We'll be back after this break. Next segment here on the County 10 Kickoff Show, I'm here with Ben Hamilton, a senior for Lander Valley High School. How are you doing today?
Good, you?
Oh, you know, not too bad, Ben. Ben, just talk about this first half of the season. How is it going for you guys?
It's definitely, I think, an improvement from years we've played before where, I mean, we haven't taken any, like, losses that we really shouldn't have so far. Like, last year, we definitely have lost to some teams or really struggled against teams that we shouldn't have. And while we did have a pretty bad loss against Powell, I think we weren't really prepared for it in the ways that we could have. We had some injured players, and I think our mindset definitely could have been better for the game. But besides that game, I think all of our other ones have been pretty positive, and we've come off with a lot of good wins, and I'm excited to keep that trend going.
Yeah, hopefully we see some positive wins this week. You guys would have played Worland, which Worland's no tough competition, but you guys are having three games this week alone, two of them back-to-back days. So what is that like from a player's perspective going into a week like that, knowing you guys have really, it's good competition this week?
Yeah, I definitely feel like it's going to be very tiring. It's going to have to put a lot of effort in all three of those games because these are arguably the best three teams we're going to play all year. Cody, Worland, and Powell, they're all great teams. Worland hasn't lost in 3 years, so trying to beat them is definitely, it's just a mental game to get ready for that as well. It's just going to be, I think, really exhausting, but in a good way, because putting that effort in and finding a reward out of that, I think it's going to be awesome. So it's really fun as a player to be able to play these three games, but I think we really just got to focus and get down. And I think if we play these games how we know, it could be a really fun week for us, and because I think we can get some wins out of it.
Yeah, I just talk about this team culture, because you guys seem really connected from when I go to your guys' games and seeing you guys interact and everything like that, playing on the field. I mean, it just seems like you're like one cohesive unit.
Yeah, this is the unique thing about this team is we've been playing since we've all been playing soccer since we were probably about like 3 years old or so. But at this team together, we've been playing probably since we first started like Strikers Club soccer way back when we were like 7 years old or something. We've been playing since then as a team with like different coaches, of course, but the players are all pretty much the same, and so we have a lot of experience together, and we've taken a lot of victories, but we've also lost together, and I think it's really bonded our team. We have good chemistry. We kind of always know what the other person on our team is going to do on the field, so we can have that trust, and kind of just makes playing a lot more efficient, and it's a really good culture to be part of. It's really fun, and these are some of my best friends that I've had for my entire life. Definitely a good team culture.
How long have you been in soccer, just in general?
I think I've been playing since I was about three with like little like Parks and Rec soccer games that we do where we'd all just like have our little tiny teams that we'd play like little small-sided scrimmages with. But that developed into, like I said, Strikers Club soccer, which is just traveling, going to different tournaments as a team. And then I played that for both sprint, like four, three or four seasons, like all of this time since I've been growing up, even into high school when I started playing high school soccer in the spring. And then I also played some guest playing in there. And then I also played for 307 soccer, which was a statewide kind of like collective team where they took some of the best players in the state and put them on a team together to go to farther tournaments like in Vegas and Phoenix. And that was a pretty fun experience too.
You really kind of been everywhere where soccer hit feels like. What brought your interest? Like, we just talked about how long you've been playing, but what made you want to start playing soccer?
I think a lot of it was to do with like how I was brought up. My dad played soccer in high school and before that as well. And a lot of people, like my neighbors, like some of my best friends I'm neighbors with, and they played soccer as well. And I think just kind of being in that growing up with a bunch of people who played soccer around me just put me on the track to play soccer as well. And I think it's the funnest sport out there. And so obviously I'm going to get attracted to it once I start playing. And it's been fun ever since.
You're a senior, Ben. And Ben, are you looking at college athletics for soccer or...
I think I'm mainly focused. I'm going to do some intramural soccer at UW, but I think I'm just going to go to UW and focus more on like the education side of things. It's been really fun playing soccer, and it makes it really sad for this to be like my last official season. But yeah, currently there's no plans for any playing, like official playing after high school, which is, yeah, like I said, it's sad, but I think if we can make this a good last season, it'll be really rewarding.
You know, it feels like with senior seasons, this is kind of the most memorable because just what you guys go through and what the emotions are like if you guys are that close or you guys win it all. So just kind of look back on your high school soccer career. What are some of your best moments?
I think last year and this year as well, the traveling trophy, the rivalry game between Lander and Riverton, we won both of them these last 2 years, and I look back on that and it's like really positive memories because it's just beating a team that's like such a big rival for us. And I think like going back to that and like looking on that, just like the success and like how rewarding that feels is really like something that kind of like motivates you almost to play better in other games as well, because you know how good you felt after that with like the trophy, but more like also just like how happy you and your friends are together for winning this game. But then I also think about the rivalry game freshman year, because we didn't have a sophomore season, so there was no rivalry game. But yeah, my freshman year, we lost the traveling trophy game 1-0, and it went into double overtime, and we lost at the very end. They scored one goal, but the entire game we were dominating, just taking shots, but we couldn't score. And it shows sometimes even when you try and do your best and you're trying, you think you're playing great, you don't always come out on top. And it was kind of a lesson. It shows, it's just been kind of like I said, like good lesson for hard work, but you can't always control everything. That was, but all three, like different kind of ends of the spectrum. One's like victory and one's loss, but they've both been good memories, I'd say, because they motivate you to play better.
I don't think I could have put that any better way. So yeah. I appreciate you doing that. Ben, just kind of going now, coming back, you know, we just went back kind of in the past and now we're looking right now and current in the future. What are some goals that you hope to accomplish this soccer season? We're kind of at that halfway point. What do you hope to accomplish this year individually, and what do you hope as a team that you guys like to accomplish?
I think the main goal is obviously to just have fun, but that's, everyone can say that. And same thing, everyone wants to win state. And those are definitely the two biggest goals. But I think we also, just like as a team, we always talk about in the locker room and after practice and stuff, is just making sure that we're playing by our standards. And these are standards that we've played under like since we were 7, and just kind of developed this team structure among us. And I think just playing the way we want is definitely our biggest goal, but also like being competitive, and because we know we're like one of the best teams in the state, like not in a cocky way or anything, but we've been playing together that long, we know how good we are. And but we definitely have struggled to like put that to good use, and like we've lost a lot of games against these better teams, and these are teams that we used to compete with very well. And I think it'd be really satisfying, kind of rewarding, if we can finally like make it pay off and show the rest of the state that we still are competitive with these teams. And I think so, getting a win against like Powell or Worland would be, whether it's a state or in season, is definitely like some of our biggest team goals. And but just to make sure that we're always playing by our standards and like making it a good last season for us seniors, but obviously a good season in general for like the juniors and the underclassmen. We just want to make sure that we're having fun. But and that's obviously if you're doing that, you'll have the best season you can. But it'd be cool to get some wins while we're at it.
And that's an awesome way to put it. Ben, talk about the community for you guys. How have they supported Lander soccer currently, and what have you seen them do to help you guys?
There's definitely, like, when I think of Lander soccer, I think of, like, a really good community of parents who are always, like even back, because, like, all of these players that play on this high school team played strikers, and these parents were always taking us to our games, doing, like, team dinners, and paying for us to do the whole program in general. And now they still kind of do the same thing. Like, we take buses to the games, but a lot of our parents will drive no matter how far, whether it's Lyman or Powell or just over to Riverton. They will drive to see these games and support us while we're there. And it really is kind of like motivating. It's kind of nice to see that you have that support. And then, yeah, my family personally, they always are asking to see what I think about games, and like, because they might not always like know exactly what's going on with our team, but they like to know. And it really is helpful for me to like kind of think about the game. And I'm sure it's that way with everyone's parents as well. And it's cool. We don't always get the most support from the school because soccer's obviously not as popular in America, but it's always felt like we still have it all from our parents and stuff, and that's always been the best community, I felt like.
Yeah, really, that's the best community you can ask for, just in general, just have the parents there. Ben, is there anything else that I haven't asked you or left out, or is there any shout-outs you want to give before we head into the break?
I'm just really happy to be playing this last season with my friends. If there's any shout out I want to give, it's just to the rest of my teammates. I think they're all equally good, and I think we all just play well together. And I think that it's the best part. And all of us are kind of in this together, and we just want to win and do our best.
Well, I appreciate you taking some time today to be on the County 10 Kickoff Show. I wish you luck for this weekend and the rest of the season.
Yeah, thank you.
And that is Ben Hamilton, a senior for Lander Valley High School. We'll be back after this break. Back here on the County 10 Kickoff Show, here with Coach of the Lady Tigers, Abilo Montero. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Thank you for coming in on this kickoff show. And, Coach, just talk about this first half of the season so far.
Yeah, it's a hard start for us. I mean, we've been on the road most of this first half of the season. It's been within our expectations, actually. I mean, we lost our first game, Jackson, a very good Jackson team. Other than that, we went to Cody, and I thought we were very competitive. Cody's really good team. He's obviously going to be our main opponent. We lost 3-1. I thought we competed well. We were missing one or two players in that game that usually start. But, you know, it was a good lesson for us to learn what we need to work on for the rest of the season. And hopefully now with the second half of the season, we'll kick it into gear and hopefully be a little bit sharper than we need to be. I think in a couple of games this season so far, even though we won, we were not as sharp as we should have been. So we've been working on that, trying to improve in that, some of the things we need to do. So halfway through the season, I mean, it's positive, a lot of positives, but a lot of things still to work on also.
And you mentioned having the lessons with those kind of losses, because mm-hmm. you guys have been pretty successful for most of the season. Like you just mentioned, a couple of those games. With those kinds of losses, how does that really help the team? Because you just mentioned there's things to work on.
Yeah, it is. You're absolutely right. I mean, for us, when we, you know, even in some wins, we went back and looked at film, and some things we have done weren't what we expected, to be honest. And so those losses actually give us an opportunity to improve. I do believe that. Those are chances for us to go back and look, okay, what did we do wrong? Where do we need to improve? What things do we need to work on? And hopefully that will help us in the second half of the season.
Coach, kind of talk a little bit about yourself. What's your coaching resume like? What brought you here to coach the Lady Tigers of Lander Valley High School?
Yeah, originally from Portugal, so I grew up playing soccer. That's basically the only sport you have in Europe. But I've been coaching for about 20 years right now. I coached in Idaho. I coached in Wisconsin. I did some college coaching there too, Division III. My wife and I moved here because she works at CWC, and there was a great, you know, professional opportunity for her. So we moved here. And the first year I was here, there was an opening for the girls, and I took it. I mean, to be honest, I thought I was done with coaching, It's been a long, long 20 years, but, you know, I don't know, you always have an itch for it. So I decided to coach with these girls, and I'm so glad I did, because I have a great bunch of girls, and they're so hardworking, and, you know, it's just been, it's been a fun ride so far these last 4 years.
And what is it like to coach this team in particular? You've had them for a little while, so just talk a little bit about that.
Oh, they're the best, to be honest. I mean, these girls are so hardworking. They're extremely bright in the classroom. You know, this just, they're just really fun to coach. They're just, I think they're one of the best bunches I ever coached in my life. They work together well. They listen. They're very coachable. I mean, it's been extremely fun just to coach them, just to be around them, to be honest with you. They're just really very positive girls. And I think because of that, you know, the success we've had in the last few years is because of that, because they are so positive, so willing to listen and to do what we ask of them. So it's been really, really fun.
Coach, talk about some of the goals that you have this season. Obviously, most teams are wanting that state championship, mm-hmm. but what are some goals that you've set this season that maybe help you lead to that ultimate goal of a state title?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we were very successful last year. We won the state title. We know this year is going to be harder. I mean, I told the girls that. It's easy to win. It's not easy. It's easier to win a state championship than it is to keep it. But our goals for this year is to at least reach that consistency that we had last year. And obviously we have quite a few younger girls that we need to develop for future years too. So we're working on that. That's one of our goals for this year. So we're trying to mix our experienced varsity players and give as many minutes as we can to some of the younger girls so we can, you know, sustainably build this program moving forward. Obviously, the ultimate goal is always to win the state championship, but we are not focused on that right now. Like, we have a conversation yesterday with the girls, and I told them, you know, this is one game at a time, build, so then when we get into the state tournament, we be sharp and focused and ready to then try to fight for that goal.
And I think a really good test is this week, because you guys had Whirlin. You had Whirlin on Tuesday. You're playing Powell today, and then you're going to play Cody tomorrow.
Yes.
So a really, really tough week.
Yeah.
What is that? What have you been doing this week, and how is this hopefully going to prepare you for the later in the season?
Well, to be honest, this week was extremely tough because we have several girls that are out. There's band, choir, something in Rock Springs, Colorado. We have girls that went to in the Whirlin games. They actually went to Rock Springs in the morning, drove back to catch the bus to go to Whirlin. We're going to have several girls that are gone the whole week, to be honest. And we have some of our seniors, our leaders today, they're going to be gone today, but the hopefully they'll be back for the game. But so practice has been a little bit inconsistent, but hopefully I think we have done enough that they will be able to perform today and tomorrow against Cody. It is a quick turnaround. It's not optimal. You want to give the girls a little bit more recovery time, but it is what it is the schedule. And hopefully what we have done on Monday, the game on Tuesday, and hopefully today with the game today, and then we'll be able to be ready for tomorrow. That's the goal.
And you just mentioning the practices and everything like that. Do you do any off-season programming or any training like that for some of the athletes who don't participate in other sports?
Yeah, we actually start in November. We have indoor soccer because obviously it can be outside, but we do twice a week. We do about an hour and a half. We do some indoor soccer all the way into March. So we try to start. We try to bring those girls, especially younger girls. We like them to show up to those indoor sessions we have, and you know, hopefully that helps them. Then when we come to March and we start the season.
And coach, talk about these seniors that you've been coaching for the past few years. What has it been like to be able to coach these seniors?
Oh man, those are some special girls right there. We have six seniors this year. They've been with us since the beginning, since they were freshmen, since my first year. So we've been together the last 4 years. Obviously, COVID, we missed a year there, but it's going to be a rough senior night because I'm going to miss these girls. They've been phenomenal. You know, I just don't have words to describe them. They're just great human beings. They're great students. They're great athletes. It's just been a joy to coach them, to be honest.
Coach, is there anything else that I forgot to mention? Is there any shout-out you want to give before we head into the break?
Yeah, I mean, my coaching staff, to be honest, that we wouldn't be successful without them. I have Coach Gatz. He's been with me from the beginning. We got hired together. And then the last few years, we got Coach Praska. She's been a great help for us, too. She's been working a lot with the younger girls, and she's been a truly a great help for us. But yeah, my coaching staff has been great, and you know, I just quick shout out for them.
And I appreciate you taking some time today to be on the County 10 Kickoff Show. I wish you best of luck for this weekend and the rest of the season.
Thank you.
And that is Coach Abil Montero, the head coach for the Lady Tigers soccer team. We'll be back after this break. Back here on the County 10 Kickoff Show, here with a Lady Tigers soccer player, Mia Copeland. How are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful. How about yourself?
I'm not doing too bad. Mia, just talk about the beginning of this season, this first half so far.
Yeah, the beginning of the season has been super instrumental for us. It's really a development period for us. We've had a lot of road games. We haven't been at home much, which is, you know, been a little bit sad, but we've been away. And it's really been a time for us to figure out what we're going to look like this season. We had a really successful last season, as I'm sure you know. We had the honor of being state champions, and we really worked for that. But this year, we have to figure out new things to do. We can't just repeat ourselves. So that's what we've really been working on this season.
Yeah, you guys getting off to a good start and have a couple losses there, but it's sometimes good to have those losses because it kind of helps you guys know what you guys need to work on and all of that. But you're going to have some tough opponents coming up this week.
Yeah.
Today against Powell and tomorrow against Cody. You guys had Whirlin on Tuesday. What is it like to play those three games this week? Because normally you guys are not on that pace, but at the state, you guys have three games in 3 days. So just talk a little bit how this week has gone.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I think if you ask any player on our team today, they would tell you that they're feeling it. We've had Whirlin was a tough game. You know, we came out with the win, but it wasn't pretty. And I think everyone and the coach would admit that. So we're looking to build from that, and you know, facing Cody tomorrow, they have their eyes set on us, and we have our eyes set on them. So it'll be a big game. Everyone's feeling, you know, the injuries, especially myself. I play outside back, and so I definitely get a little beat up there out there. So
yeah. You just mentioned the position outback. What is it? What's that position do as an outback? What is your main goal on the field when you're playing that position?
Yeah, as an outside back, my main goal is to support my offense when we're possessing the ball and moving forward. So I like to provide width, and I provide overlapping runs, which can help spread their defense and create opportunities for us. I also take a lot of the corners kicks for us so that we can have all of our attacking players in the box. Then, you know, obviously on the defending side, I really focus on, obviously, you know, the ultimate goal is to not let anyone get through, but, you know, we're working with my center back and really trying to stop any opportunity they might have at the goal there.
What does a soccer season take from off season? Like Coach says, you guys start in November. I'm sure you start at that time too. So what is it like to prepare for the soccer season?
Yeah, you know, we start our indoor practices, like Coach said, in November. You know, and those we do in the indoor, so it's in our gym here at Lander. But that is very different from playing outside on the turf or outside on the grass. But yeah, it takes a lot of dedication, a lot of late nights. We start at 7, you know, you're not in bed till late and you're all sweaty, but it's really a good time to get your touches on the ball. And then, you know, outside of that, on the summer, pretty much any day you want, you can drive by the turf fields, and most likely my sister and I are out there practicing one of those days out there, so you see us out there a lot.
You just mentioned your sister Abby. She's actually your twin. What is it like to play with your sister? It's kind of gonna be a cool experience because that does happen. Sisters and brothers are able to play with each other, but rarely do you guys get to play every sport together and all the time. So just what is it like to be able to do that?
Yeah, I mean, I guess my first thing would be, thank goodness we have numbers on our back, because otherwise I don't think any of the refs could tell us apart.
I was thinking you earlier, so it's all right.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, it really is, you know, it's wonderful. We've played so much time together, and we've practiced, you know, so much together that I can anticipate extra what I think she's going to do, where she's going to move the ball, and that is really special and cool. But, you know, if she gets injured, you know, I get all fired up. So it is a little emotionally, I have to calm down sometimes. So, yeah, it's really been a wonderful experience for us.
Mia, what brought your interest to soccer? Because if I'm not mistaken, this is really the only sport you do. So what brought your interest to it?
I think it started, you know, pretty little. My sister and I, actually my sister, you know, kudos to her, she was the one who started it. Some of her friends were doing it, And then, you know, I'm her twin sister, so of course I decided to follow along. But I think we both fell in love with the sport and just really continued it. My dad is a ref, and that's really been, he has so much fun doing that. And I've, like, coached here in the community. I've coached some of the rec teams for the little ones. So it's really just been an amazing community to be a part of. And I love trying to support little kids playing soccer, just like I was supported. I came up actually through the rec league and then transitioned to like strikers and then to varsity my freshman year. But I didn't just start at strikers from a very young age, which is very typical. So I like to try and support the kids who maybe don't have the resources to do strikers or the time commitment, because I think they can still play wonderful soccer and be really great players.
And you actually kind of lead into a question I would ask you later, but I'll just ask you this now. What's the community been like? Obviously, you're being a good supporter with the younger kids, but what has the community in general here in Lander done for the Lady Tiger soccer team?
I mean, the community has been fantastic. So for all you listening, you know, thank you very much for everything. You know, if you had seen our team last year before the state championship, we were laying on the ground. You know, we were all totally beat up, and there is Courtney Hansen and, you know, all these moms and parents and supporters who went to the state championship. You know, we're getting needled, we're getting like rolled. Everyone has come together to help this team really, you know, thrive here in Lander. And, you know, our stands, every time I play, I look up and I'm just like so grateful that everyone is there supporting us.
Yeah, it's a great community, it feels like. I mean, every time I come here, so I appreciate you bringing that up. Mia, are you looking at college athletics? I know we talked a little bit about it off air, but just kind of elaborate more of what we were discussing.
Yeah, I mean, I think for me, I have tried to find, I'm still trying to find my balance and what I want to do. You know, so I have paid my enrollment deposit. I'm going to Arizona State. I got a scholarship to go to the Honors College there, so I'm really excited about that. And I do want to focus on my academics, but I also really do have a love for soccer. And so I have been in communications with the coaches there, but, you know, they're a D1 school. They're very good. So we'll see what happens there. But if all else falls through, they have a really, really excellent club team that travels to Boulder and all places. So I'm really excited for whatever the future holds, and it definitely holds soccer for me. So
what is your field of study? What are you going to be majoring in?
It's a mouthful. It's molecular biosciences and biotechnology. Don't ask me what that means specifically. You know, they asked me to pick one, and I, you know, I think maybe I'll become an anesthesiologist. Who knows?
I mean, that's what college is for, to get to know what you want to do.
Exactly.
So I want to kind of come back to the Lander soccer team and just kind of you on that team. What are some goals individually you like to accomplish this year? You probably might have done some things in the first half, but starting now and going to the rest of the season, what are some individual goals and what are some team goals that you would like to accomplish?
Yeah, totally. So I'll start, you know, individually. I'm always working to clean up my first touches. I'm always working to clean up my vision. And, you know, I can make a good pass, yes, but like making a good pass to the right person to relieve pressure. So I've really been working on trying to see the vision of the game and make sure that I'm adjusting correctly. So I love doing that stuff. And this, you know, second half of my senior season, I really want to just do that so I can be a game changer and I can bring the different paces and styles we can bring as a team. Of course, you know, as a team, I think it kind of has been unspoken this year, but, you know, the goal is another state championship. But, you know, there are for sure goals that I want to put an emphasis on for us to get there, because it starts with our team. It starts with our how we support each other on and off the field and how we play together. So we're always looking to play, you know, if we're talking more like technically, we're always looking to play our possession style soccer and really make our accurate passes, play quickly, but stay composed. So that's what we're looking for.
And talk about the team culture. What is it like to be a part of this program and for Ladies Tiger Soccer?
Yeah, I mean, I've like I said, these last 4 years have really been incredible. I mean, both Coach Montero and Coach Getz, who's not here, they've really watched me grow up as a person and as a player. So their support has meant everything on and off the field. And then, you know, my girls have been amazing. You know, I love my sister, of course, but, you know, my seniors, Whitney Hansen, Emma Getz, Demi Stauffenberg, Kylie. I mean, the list goes on, and I hope I did not just forget one. But it has been amazing. And even, you know, this year, some of our new freshmen, our JV girls, they amaze me all the time with the effort and work they put in. And it has been an amazing community. I really try my hardest to be a leader and bring them under my wing. And, you know, shout out to them and to everyone for the work they've put in this season. So it's really been amazing.
Mia, talk about your senior this year and all of that. And I know there's probably still more stuff to come. But look back on your soccer career here at Lander Valley High School. What is one fun moment or good moment that you've had?
I mean, it's hard for me not to go back to that championship game for us. I was, the night before the championship game, I was being wheeled around in an elevator cart because I could not put weight on my ankle, or the baggage carts. And the next day, you know, we bandaged everybody up and we went out there, and it was one of the best experiences I've had as a player, because there was truly this idea that we were just going to come together and we were going to fight for each other and give it everything we had that day. And I think when, you know, we went into overtime, and when that final countdown on the clock started, it was just, everyone was just like in disbelief that we had made it this far. And it was amazing.
Yeah, it's an awesome moment. Mia, is there anything that I left out, or I know you gave some shout outs already, but is there any more shout outs you want to give before we head into the break?
Yeah, I mean, I think just a biggest thank you to the Lander community for everything that they've given me as a person and as an athlete over these last 4 years. You know, my father's worked really hard. He's taken lots of photos of the team and done everything he can there. But, you know, my friends and family. So I really appreciate everything, and I really appreciate you for having us. So thank you so much for covering us in our game, and definitely tune in on Saturday, because it is going to be a wild one for sure.
Yeah, no, thank you for taking time to be on the County 10 Kickoff Show. I wish you best of luck for the rest of the season. We see you. Hopefully there's another state title coming to Lander.
I know, hopefully. Fingers crossed.
That is Mia Copeland, a senior for Lander Valley High School. We'll be back after this break. Back here on the County 10 Kickoff Show, our final interview segment in this one. I'm here with Abby Copeland, the twin sister of Mia, who was just previously on. How are you doing today?
I'm doing really well. It's nice to be here.
I appreciate you taking some time today to be here on the County 10 Kickoff Show. Abby, just talk about the first half of this season so far. How do you think it's gone?
We have some big shoes to fill coming from the state championship last year. We've done pretty well. I think we have higher hopes for this year, just as how we are playing as a team throughout the entire season. So we are working on some things, and there's been some adjustments, but overall, pretty well.
What is it like to be a part of this team? Obviously, I mean, from what Mia said, it looks like this team is awesome to be a part of. So just talk a little bit what it's like to be on this team.
It's incredibly special. I think it was just a fabulous opportunity to get to share that experience with the girls, the state soccer championship last year. And it's brought us so close together. And it's, you know, I wouldn't trade it for anything, really.
Abby, what brought your interest to soccer? What made you pursue this sport?
That's an interesting question. I actually was late to the game in soccer, believe it or not. And I started playing in middle school, so my first year of middle school. And I just had some friends that were involved. And I started in the rec league, so shout out to any rec league soccer players out there. I started in the rec league, which is different from what most girls on my team started in. And I just loved the atmosphere. And the rec community is so supportive. and everyone is just equals on the field. And I fell in love with that part of the game, that it's such a team sport. Like, you can't win without everybody playing. And I fell in love with that part of it. And here we are.
If I'm not mistaken, the community here in general for soccer, even for the high school teams, it's very, very supportive. What is it like for the community to support you guys and just soccer in general?
Oh, it's fabulous. I think especially after the state, you know, championship, we had just cars lined down Main Street, the parade. The support from the community has been everything. We have physical trainers, and we have, you know, Courtney Hansen, Whitney's mom, will come in and do physical therapy on all of us any time of the day. Really, we have community support all the time, and it's fabulous. Couldn't do it without them, for sure.
Yeah, I totally get that. A senior for Lander Valley High School, are you looking at college athletics? If not, what is the plan for after Lander Valley?
Yeah, so I would love to continue soccer in college. It's just about, like, what are the means of that situation. I was accepted into Stanford, so I'm pretty sure I'm going there, although I also was accepted into Pomona College on the West Coast, and I could probably play D3 soccer there, so it's a bit of a choice for me. I am leaning towards Stanford, though, just because of the academic rigor, but I'll play club soccer there.
Yeah, that's awesome. Congratulations on that. And now coming back to the soccer team in Lander Valley in the 2022 season, what are some personal goals that you would like to achieve in the second half of the season? And what are some team goals that you would like to accomplish? Obviously, state title being one of them, but what are some of those goals that would lead to that opportunity?
Yeah, I think personally, just finishing it out really on a strong note for me would mean coming together as a team and playing my best every game, making sure I'm helping the people who are going to follow in my position learn about, you know, what it is to be outside right back, and help mentor them so that this team can be really successful going forward, and then continue playing my best, of course.
What does a normal season look like? What is the work that you guys put in to start the season, and what's the work mid-season, after season? What is that like?
Yeah, so we get a bit of a preseason training in with indoor soccer. So obviously it's Wyoming, so it's cold. We can't play outside, but we play at least two nights a week inside at the high school. Actually, we started at Thanksgiving, so for months. And then that's kind of our preseason. We have 2 weeks approximately of time where we aren't playing games yet. And we generally do morning practices and after school. And we just really focus on bringing everything we've learned in indoor and shaking the rust off for those who weren't able to do that, and coming together in that time period. And then we kick into game time, and it just flies by crazy, you know, practice, then game, then practice, then game. We hardly get the time to really practice as, like, for multiple days in a row and, like, really get back into our flow. It's a lot of games. And then at the end of the season, I think we have about 2 weeks where we only play one game. So that'll be really good because we can kind of get back into playing with each other on a practice level and really solidify everything before we go to the state, hopefully.
Yeah, and we hope for you guys to do that as well. And you were just mentioning you guys kind of have that one game in a long span, but this week's a little different. You guys have games in this week alone, and you have back-to-back today and tomorrow with Powell and Cody. You guys just played Worland. What has this week been like, especially because of the amount of games you have, the little rest time that you guys have? What is that like?
Yeah, it's crazy for sure. I mean, we are all tired and exhausted after Worland, and then today we are getting up and playing, and then tomorrow again. So the practices in between are really more about looking at some of those mistakes, or not necessarily mistakes, but things we would like to do better in the run of play from Worland, and applying those today and tomorrow. and that being like the focus of the practices versus a really physical practice where we're scrimmaging a lot and expending a lot of energy. The weeks with three games, just we don't have the space for that really.
So you have the opportunity, unlike maybe most students in the state of Wyoming, to be able to play with your sister, who's also a senior this year. What is it like to be able to play with Mia this season?
It's fabulous. We've played together for so long, and being a twin on a team, we just know each other, and that kind of comes out. We play on opposite sides of the field, so not too often do we get to, you know, pass and interact, but in those small moments in which we do, we have a lot of chemistry. I know where she's going, and that's helpful for me on opposite sides. It's like I know how she's, I can kind of just read how it's going, if that makes sense. It's a bit of a weird twin thing. But as far as, you know, us graduating together and like this being our last season together, very emotional.
Yeah, and that kind of actually leads into sort of my next question. Just, I know you still have another half of a season to go, but as a senior, what are some of the best moments that you have had being a part of this program?
It's hard not to mention the state title when talking about these moments. But for me, I think going into the state title, we were so close as a team. And then we had a game against Riverton and then the game against Mountain View. And that game against Mountain View was a bit rough physically. It was a very physical game. And I remember the night after the Mountain View game, the day before we were going to play Cody in the final, we were all on the hotel, like, lobby floor, just everyone laying on the ground, having people massage. JV players were, like, massaging, and they, people were getting needled as physical therapy. Everyone was on the ground, just absolutely, completely dead. And yet, you know, we, and I think Demi had her, you know, Demi and Mia were sharing an ice bucket with the, both the feet, like, it was awful. We were all injured. But the next day we got up and we did it for each other. I didn't, you know, necessarily, I didn't want to go on the field that day. I hurt, like, it was bad. I really was hurting, but I wanted to go on the field for them. And that's what makes this team so special.
I think you guys just willing to do whatever it takes, it seems like, to be able to accomplish those goals.
Yes, absolutely. Perseverance, trust in each other, and that's what we're trying to build on for this year. And I think also building that through the JV team and really bringing them up. They are the future of this team, right? I sadly will not be here next year. So it's them who have the responsibility, and it's our job as seniors to make sure we're giving them the tools they need to be successful.
And that's awesome. Abby, is there anything that I forgot to mention? Is there any shout-outs you'd like to give before we head into the break?
Oh, not too much. Just thank you to, you know, the whole community and everybody who has made Lander Girls Soccer so special. All my fellow seniors, you know, Whitney, Demi, Emma. It's all been just great, and I will miss them all dearly. And, you know, everybody else on the team, you guys are great. And my JV girls, love you so much. And Miss Praska, Razzle Dazzle and Motif. There you go.
And Abby, I appreciate you taking again some time to be here on the County 10 Kickoff Show. I wish you the best of luck this season, and I hope you see you guys hosting another state title trophy.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
And that is Abby Copeland, a senior for Lander Valley High School. When we come back from the break, we'll wrap up the show on the County 10 Kickoff Show. Wrapping up the County 10 Kickoff Show, I want to thank all of our guests for joining the show today. Currently, Lander Soccer is playing PAL at Lander Valley High School, so if you need something to go do, Lander Valley High School's got some soccer going on against Powell. County10.com, all the details for all sports-related content, including scores, schedules, and more. Also, County 10 News on Twitter has updates. This has been the County 10 Kickoff Show on KOVE 1330 AM 107.7 FM, a County 10 station and community connected. I'm Wyatt Barichka. Have a great weekend.